This is WSKG News. This year's soggy spring has farmers in central New York scrambling. As Ellen Abbott reports, many farms are 2 weeks behind in their planting schedules.
On a clear day, there's quite a view from farmer Dan Palladino's hilltop farm in the town of Pompey.
You can see all the way to Sodus and Chimney Bluffs there.
Wow.
Over there is Oneida Lake, and then you're looking to the foothills of the Adirondacks, and then over there you're...
But there haven't been too many of those clear days this rain-soaked spring. And it's messing up more than the view.
Since really the end of March through April, we've consistently fallen at least 2 weeks behind where we would have been from plowing to planting small grains and now onto corn, soybeans, those crops.
Palladino says he's still planting corn and hasn't started planting soybeans yet. He's lucky because he just bought a piece of machinery that plants 12 rows at a time instead of six, but it makes him sick to see it sit idle on a rainy day.
If we keep getting more rain, it gets sicker and sicker, but we did a lot yesterday, so if we can get back at it on Saturday, we'll be okay.
He admits he doesn't have it as bad as smaller farmers that don't have such sophisticated equipment or some North Country farmers who see swaths of their fields underwater. But even high up in the hills of southern Onondaga County, natural drainage can't handle all the rain.
You'll see out there, those fields never had wet spots, and that's about a 3-acre wet spot in the middle of that field that I wasn't able to plant wheat in. So we have a lot of spots like that where you can't even get into certain areas that are low-lying.
Palladino says too much rain doesn't just shorten the season. It also creates difficulties with weeds and keeping fertilizer in the soil. And he worries about a long-term forecast that predicts a wet August.
I think, farmers are half weathermen and half farmers because there's nothing you can do about the weather, and it controls everything that you do as a farmer.
That was Ellen Abbott reporting.